Track 14. Parsonage and Old Meeting House. This was the parsonage, providing the minister of the old meeting house with living accommodation.
Walk to the left-hand side of the parsonage and head toward the building directly in front of you that has the protective panels over the windows.
And so we return to the story of nonconformity and the Methodist Church. The 1662 Act of Uniformity dictated the way that all Church of England ministers should run their churches.
Now, there were certain clergymen in Nottingham who refused to subscribe to the Act of Uniformity, and they were therefore ejected from their churches. And I think it was 8 of them came to Mansfield, because Mansfield was not then a borough, and the Act didn't apply there.
At first, they worshipped in their own homes, but after just a few years, restrictions were lifted after the Act of Toleration, and they were then able to worship in public.
In the late 17th century, they formed the church from which has derived the present-day Unitarian Church, and they worshipped in a building called the Old Meeting House, which was a very early, if not the first or the second, nonconformist chapel in Mansfield.
The windows were designed by William Morris, who was a leading light in the arts and crafts movement in the 19th century.
Head to the left-hand side of the old meeting room and pass by the war memorial on your right, stopping once you are through the gate. Here you should have a good view of the large red brick building on the other side of the road.